In a far-off land of yesteryear, I sing of a lad who knows no fear. He fights for the poor and misunderstood. Oh, this is the legend of Robin Hood.
A hail and hearty good day to you all. I am Alan the Dale, the Sherwood Forest minstrel, historian, and musical rake. And it's my job to tell you the story of Robin Hood, the greatest daredevil the world has ever known.
When but an 18-year-old youth, Robin started his fight for truth. Away from home to begin his quest, Robin was sorely put to the test.
The Nottingham archery contest is in full swing, lads.
The town is full of young lads just ripe for a full fleecing.
Here's a right-looking fellow now.
That's Robin of Locksley.
I would guess he was easily fooled by the looks of him.
Let's give it a try, eh, lads?
Say there, Pumpkin. Do you not know the rule?
The rule?
Yes. The law that states that any stranger must pay the first Nottingham citizen who asks all his money.
I cannot obey this foolish law.
Then another law states that we can beat you.
What crazy kind of kingdom is this, where ruffians can attack honest men? Do your worst, you evil thugs. You'll find Robin of Locksley as good a fighter as he is an archer.
A fighter, are you? We'll see how well you do against rocks and clubs.
In just seconds, the three ruffians were routed. But in the process, one of his attackers fell upon a rock, mortally wounding himself. He was the cousin of the dour and dangerous Sheriff of Nottingham, who swore he would punish Robin for the deed to his cousin.
So Robin, a fugitive, took to the wood and started his epic fight for good.
Now, hush! Your singing is hurting my ears.
Now, good Friar Tuck, don't you enjoy hearing about Robin Hood's exploits?
Of course I do, told by someone who knows.
I suppose you can tell the stories better.
I thought you would never ask. Now lean back while I tell the story of the three junglers. No sooner had Robin left Nottingham town than people joined up with him in Sherwood Forest. There was me, Little John, Will Scarlet, and Maid Marian.
And what of you, Tuck? Were you the bravest or just the fattest?
I may be a bit on the stout side.
A bit? When Robin first met you, he used you to float across the river.
That's not true. The rogue forced me at sword point to carry him across the river, but I dumped him where the water was deepest.
Just like Little John. He became part of Robin's merry men by getting Robin wet.
Oh, that was quite a day.
The two wanted to cross the same footbridge.
And neither wanted to give up their right of way.
So they fought for it, and John gave Robin a poke, sending him headfirst into the water.
Such a fighter should not be alone in the woods. So Robin offered him his hand in friendship.
But have you forgotten Will Scarlet, Friar?
Forgotten him? Why, he still pockets much of my earnings with his dang blame magic tricks. A faster hand I've never seen.
Such talent should not be left to the Sheriff of Nottingham's domain.
Robin convinced him where his talents will be put to best use.
And that leaves just you, my fat friar. What are your talents besides eating?
Quiet! You want to hear the story, or don't you?
Pray continue, good friar. I am all ears.
Well, then, it was a beautiful day in spring. It was such a wonderful time of year that the Sheriff of Nottingham decided to give a trip visiting King Richard.
Ho, Robin!
Ho, Little John! What news of the Sheriff's feast?
Nottingham Castle courtyard is decorated to the very roof. Places to hide and watch are plentiful.
Excellent. Will Scarlet?
Here, Robin.
You and Little John come with me. The rest of you stay here until we return with news.
And maybe some of the king's riches.
Robin?
Yes, my lovely maid Marian?
The Sheriff of Nottingham is still out to capture you. This feast could be a trap.
True, Robin. You've done much to anger him.
Friar, Marian, don't worry. We'll be back before the sun goes down. John, Will, let's go.
So Robin and his merry men made their way to see if they could ruin the sheriff's day.
No sooner did Robin, Little John, and Will Scarlet hide in the tree overlooking the castle courtyard than did they see the sheriff honoring King Richard with a prized gift, a magnificent white stallion.
Boys, do you see that?
Why, it's the most beautiful steed I have ever seen.
What a shame such a fine animal must be given to the cruel horsemen of King Richard's stable.
Well, maybe the horse will not arrive at King Richard's stable.
Robin, are you thinking what I think you're thinking?
I think so.
But, Robin, in the next few minutes, the king's guards will take it to the castle stable where we'll never be able to get it.
So we must steal it right away.
How? The courtyard is crawling with guards.
Don't worry about that, Will. Just follow me and take off your bright red cap. One glimpse of that among these green leaves and we're sure to be spotted.
What a wonderful ceremony, Sheriff, and what a wonderful gift.
It's the least I could do, Your Majesty. You honor us with your mere presence.
Not at all.
What's that?
Guard, what is the matter?
It's a team of jugglers, sire. They say they've come to entertain the king.
The king has no time to waste on jugglers.
Oh, no, Sheriff. It would be a great pleasure.
Oh, guard, let the jugglers in.
Yes, sire.
Greetings, Your Most Royal Highness. We are but three traveling entertainers who live from hand to mouth. If you enjoy our performance, mayhap you will show your appreciation.
What? How dare you ask for money? Be pleased you were allowed to perform for King Richard.
Whatever you say, sire. Ready to go, my fellows?
Ready.
Ready.
Oh, they're very good.
Something about those three looks familiar.
Don't worry, Sheriff. They're just harmless entertainers. Look at the skinny one.
He's dropped something out of his shirt. Why, it's a bright scarlet cap. That's not a harmless juggler. That's Robin Hood and his men. Guards!
Oh, the jig's up, men. Let's get out of here.
Guards, stop them. Close off the gate.
Yes, way out there.
A quick, Robin. Little John, this way.
They're trying to run out the back. Close the back gate.
The guards call it, men. Time to stand our ground and fight.
There they are. Quick, guards. Capture them.
Let your thugs come forth.
Get them.
Here they come. Good luck, mate.
Heavens above, Friar. How did Robin get out of that terrible fix?
Robin, Will, and Little John put up a terrific fight, but they were all captured.
Well, Robin Hood, at last I have you in my clutches, and this time I'm going to make sure you never escape.
You have imprisoned me before, Sheriff, and I've always escaped. Pray do so again. I can always use a little rest before rejoining my men in Sherwood Forest.
Silence! You've mocked me once too often, Robin Hood. This time there'll be no ordinary jail for you, and this time your men won't get you out because they won't know where you are. This is finally the end of Robin Hood. Guards, take these men to the Nottingham Asylum.
What? You can't just lock us away with crazy men without a trial.
Take them away.
Spending a little time with Madman.
The only truly insane man in the kingdom is the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Get in there, you robber! Let's see you get out of this one, Robin Hood.
Are you all right, Robin?
Yes, thank you, Will. I'm fine.
That's more than I can say about our cellmates. Why, they look like animals.
Probably because they are treated like animals. Come on, let's see what they know. I say, old man, can you understand me?
Robin Hood. You are Robin Hood, are you not?
Why, yes.
Did you hear that, fellows? This is Robin Hood.
Oh, Robin Hood.
You certainly don't sound like madmen.
Of course not. They're as sane as you. You, Robin Hood, are our only hope. Quickly, come over here.
What? To this little pile of hay?
It just looks like a pile of hay. Actually, it is a pile of rope we've fashioned from the hay. And underneath that...
A bow. A bow of stout wood. With a bow in my hand, we are as good as free. Will, Little John, come join me at the cell window. You see that stockade?
That squat building way down there?
Yes. That is where they keep the keys to our cells. I think I had better visit that place.
But how? These wooden bars on the window are inches thick.
Little John?
Stand aside, everyone. There.
Now I attach the rope to this arrow and send it deep into the wall of the stockade.
Perfect shot.
Quickly now. Tie the end of the rope to the other cell bars. I'll use the hemp as a tightrope and slide down. Then I'll shoot the cell keys up with another arrow. Stand by, everyone. Freedom is at hand. I have a date at the royal stable.
So with a steady eye, mighty arm, and tremendous talent, Robin slid down the rope, knocked the sheriff's guard unconscious, sent the prison keys back into the cell with one swiftly shot arrow, and freed the entire jail population.
Strong of mind, great of deed, Robin saved them all with speed. When all were poor and things were black, Robin Hood led a triumphant attack.
Would you stop hurting my ears? The story isn't over yet.
Oh, sorry. Pray, continue.
Right. Now, after Robin, Will, and Little John returned all the prisoners to their families, they had to escape themselves.
Well, sir, it has been quite a day.
Indeed, Your Majesty. I'm sure we'll hear no more of Robin Hood.
Sorry to disappoint. disappoint you, Sheriff.
Why, it's Robin Hood, and on my beautiful white stallion.
You blackguard! How dare you invade the king's private feast?
Don't worry, I'm just passing through.
Gee up, horse! Guards, stop that horse before he jumps through that stained glass window.
It's too late. He's escaped.
Oh, where is Robin?
There, my child. I'm sure everything is all right.
What's this? What's this, Tears? How unseemly, Maid Marian. You act as if something were wrong.
Robin.
And Little John.
And Will Scarlet.
You're back. And you're safe. But what is that glorious creature you're riding?
A present for you, my dear. Compliments of the Sheriff of Nottingham. We call him Freedom.
What a beautiful name. And so fitting.
You don't know how fitting, eh, lads?
Hey! Cheers for Robin Hood!